Do you remember that I've been giving a series on the churches of Revelation? Today I would like to spend some time talking to you about Sardis, which is the next church in my sequence. So if you turn to Revelation chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 1. And by the way, the title of my message is Wake Up, Wake Up. A message from Sardis. Wake up, a message from Sardis. So let's read the what Jesus Christ is telling this church and uses as a basis to understand my message. And it reads as follows in verse 1. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. The one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life, but will acknowledge the name before my Father and his angels. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, a little bit of background on the Church of Sardis. Sardis, as you know, is one of the seven churches that Jesus Christ addresses in the book of Revelation. And Sardis received one of the sharpest rebukes by Jesus Christ. And it's very important for us to understand why he's unhappy with the church and then what he's trying to communicate, not only to that particular audience, but what he's also trying to communicate to us. A little bit of background in terms of history, the historical background of Sardis. Sardis was a wealthy and historical important city, and it was in this area of Turkey, Western Turkey. It had once been the capital of the ancient kingdom of Lydia and was associated with immense wealth under King Croesus, whose name became synonymous with riches. By the first century, under Roman rule, the city had a reputation for strength and prestige. It was a prosperous city living in the past glory of his reputation. Yet historically, it had twice been conquered because its defenders became complacent and failed to remain watchful. They were invaded by the Persian Cyrus the Great in 546 BC and Antiochus III of the Seleucid Empire in 214 BC. Historians often describe the first century Sardis Christians and the citizens of that city as comfortable, wealthy, self-satisfied, but spiritually and morally softened. That background parallels Jesus' criticism of the church, quoting, you have a reputation of being alive, but they were not. That historical background becomes important because Jesus repeatedly warns the church to wake up and to be watchful. The main industries of Sardis, in order to understand the wording that Jesus Christ uses to describe this church, we need to understand a little bit, not only the history, but I already talked about the fact that they were invaded, you know, twice, and because they had their guard down. The guards were not paying attention or easy prey to the invaders. In terms of industries in Sardis, they were famous for the textile and wool industry. Sardis was especially famous for wool production, dyed fabrics, and luxury garments, dresses, clothing. The city became known for high-quality textiles and clothing manufacturing. This made Jesus' reference to garments in Revelation especially meaningful. Quoting again, you have soiled your clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white. The imagery would immediately connect with a city economically tied to clothing and textile production, including the brethren in Sardis. In terms of competing religions, emperor worship, the imperial cult, Greek and Roman paganism, mainly Artemis, mystery religions, and a very strong presence of the Jewish faith, the Judaism. They had a large synagogue in Sardis. The key verse in this whole section here is Revelation 3:2. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. And again, I have found your deeds unfinished. What were they supposed to finish that they were not paying attention to? What were they supposed to finish? Well, stay tuned. There's some parallel verses that are very relevant to this section, to this church. And it starts with the 10 virgins as we read in Matthew 25:1-13. Matthew 25:1-13. We're not going to go there because you're all familiar with the parable of the virgins. But it's one where Jesus Christ teaches us that we have to be spiritually ready. We have to be vigilant. We have to persevere. And we have to be prepared for his return. The parable of the virgins reminds us that readiness cannot be borrowed. Each one of us is held accountable to doing what we need to do in order to make it into God's kingdom, in order to please the Father, in order to remain awake and to do what we're supposed to do. So we must practice genuine faith. We must gain spiritual maturity and deepen our relationship with God so that it's intimate and personally close. It cannot be substituted by association with other church members, by reputation of the church, or last-minute appearances, as we noticed with the virgins who were not prepared. So again, I have found your deeds unfinished. If we look at Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, you're all familiar with the Great Commission. Let's go there really quickly. Matthew 28. Jesus Christ gives us and gave the people in Sardis, the Christians in Sardis, the full message. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. So the question is, were people, the Christians in Sardis, carrying out this task that Jesus Christ had commissioned? We're supposed to be disciples of all nations. So the question is, was this church evangelizing? Was this church discipling? Was this church warning? Was this church teaching? Was this church reaching outward, or was it complacency? While the text does not explicitly define unfinished deeds, many interpreters understand it to include incomplete faithfulness, neglected obedience, failure in spiritual vigilance, and possibly failure in the witness and mission of the church. So we should wonder, where the members are just, you know, pretty much blending in Sardis? Were they trying not to rock the boat? Were they cruising in order not to bring attention to their state as Christians and the gospel? Did the church become an inward-looking institution rather than a spiritually awake community or a mission? Was the church in Sardis spreading the gospel beyond the city limits? Did they represent a congregation that retained form but neglected living spiritually responsibly? In Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 and 19, we're not going to go there, but you're, again, familiar with these verses. God tells Ezekiel, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel, so hear the word I speak and give to them a warning for me." In Ezekiel 33, same chapter, verses 1 through 9, the same theme repeats again in detail. God again appoints Ezekiel as a watchman. By the way, he's not only appointing Ezekiel as a watchman, he's appointing you and me and the rest of the church as a watchman to this world. And it says, if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood. So the question is, was Sardis, the Sardis church, carrying out the task of warning, not just preaching the good news, but warning what would happen if they were not to obey the good news and follow the good news? So Sardis would have failed to the Persians and the Seleucid empires because a watchman was not guarding the city. They were not alert, they did not warn the people, and they were not responsibly sounding the alarm. Failure to warn is considered by God a serious dereliction of duty. That's all the related Old Testament themes and places where you can find this prophetic accountability that we're all called to follow. You'll find it in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17. And I'll read it to you. It says, get yourself ready, stand up, and say to them whatever I command you. So again, you see this theme over and over and over again. God has the expectations that his prophets and his people should be preaching the gospel, should be warning people the consequences of not following that. You'll also find it, but I'm not going to read it, but you can write it down, Isaiah 58, verse 1, and in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. Again, Jeremiah 1:17, Isaiah 58, verse 1, and the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, and verse 1. And you're going to find a common theme, again, like I said previously, where God expects us to be preaching the gospel, to be warning people, and to wake up. So the question is, what about you and me? Are we asleep or are we awake? Are we spiritually passive or active? Are we cruising and blending in or standing out? Are we building strong and intimate relationship with the world or with the Father and Jesus and with the brethren? Jesus is admonishing us not just to look at the church as a place where we can sort of feed ourselves, but we need to do something proactive to warn the world to do something about repentance, called repentance, to repent, to turn around, to believe the good news of the gospel, and to understand there's consequences if they don't follow that truth. So the message that he's telling us is, Christians, stay awake. So how can we remain awake? Well, there's a few things that we can do. Pray for the work. Pray for the ministry. Pray that God will strengthen you and all his called children. Be intimate with the Father and Jesus. Grow to love all the brethren. Contribute financially through tithes and offerings. Learn and grow in scriptural truth and love. Be a shining light by doing good deeds and defending the true gospel and faith. Brethren, let us stay awake. Let us stay alert. And as we read in Revelation chapter 3, verse 4, let you be one of those, quote, who have not soiled their clothes, because Jesus promises they will walk with me, dressed in white, and I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life, but acknowledge the name before my Father and his angels.